Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
First today, Republican Senator Marco Rubio announced to donors that he will run for president, and according to reports, says he feels uniquely qualified. Tonight, he's expected to make a formal announcement in front of a crowd in Miami, in his home state of Florida, just a day after that long-awaited announcement from Democrat Hillary Clinton. Today, she's on the road to Iowa to kick off her campaign. And meanwhile, in Washington, Congress is back this week. So a lot to talk about with Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent. Ron, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
And let's start with the Clinton campaign. Unlike other candidates, she's not going to be on any big stage today. She's in a van on her way to Iowa, where she's going to be attending a series of smaller events tomorrow. What is her strategy here?
You could call it go small, Jeremy. It is very short on splash. It's very short on big events. She does not want to give a lot of speeches. In fact, the word that they keep using here is not presentation, but listening. She wants to be the audience. She wants to hear what people have to tell her. And in these first few chance encounters that she's been having with people as she drives across the country towards Iowa, she's literally been walking up to strangers in gas stations and asking them, you know, do they have something that they'd like to talk about, and not making any kind of a political pitch or a candidate's pitch to them whatsoever.
And it clearly she is trying to make income inequality the centerpiece of her campaign, although I read in the New York Times this morning that the campaign is shying away from the term middle class and instead wants to talk about everyday Americans. But what about the possibility of a challenge from the left, someone like Martin O'Malley, the former Maryland governor?
Well, we won't mention the way Saturday Night Live disposed of Martin O'Malley on Saturday night, which was pretty funny. They certainly have they have a bead on Hillary Clinton and in their characterization of her, and they extended that, of course, to some of the other Democrats as well. Elizabeth Warren is also the unicorn that everyone's been chasing. Martin O'Malley doesn't seem to need quite as much urging to get interested, and he's made many more moves to be a candidate. Elizabeth Warren has continually denied wanting to be a candidate. Bernie Sanders is a candidate from the left, conceivably, but I don't think anybody really expects him to make a serious commitment there. And finally, there's Lincoln Chafee, who is the former governor of Rhode Island, a former Republican, former independent. His last move was into the Democratic Party, and he's expressed an interest in challenging Hillary Clinton potentially, although he's not really doing it yet.
All right. Well, while we wait to see whether somebody challenges her from the left, we know that tonight we're going to hear from Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida on the Republican side, who's expected to formally announce a run for president. What kind of candidacy can we expect from him?
Marco Rubio has a lot of different kinds of appeal. He is a Cuban-American second generation. His parents were immigrants from Cuba. He has a obvious Hispanic outreach, but he's also been very popular in the past with the Tea Party. He is well-liked in the Senate as opposed to some of the other people that are young senators who are running for president. He is very well-liked among his colleagues, and he is seen as someone who is capable, not necessarily on every issue, but capable on some issues, major issues, of moving toward the middle so as to get a compromise. For example, he's talked about tax policy that would include some revenue, that would include a higher tax rate than most Republicans would favor on the highest incomes. And he was pivotal in the development of a immigration plan, a comprehensive immigration reform plan a couple of years ago that did pass the Senate, although it did not get considered in the House. So he has all of that going for him. At the moment, though, I think we're going to hear him emphasizing much more the conservative side of his credentials, and particularly with respect to foreign policy, and a very hawkish foreign policy is what he's talking about.
All right. We'll hear more about that, I'm sure, tonight when he is expected to make that announcement. Ron, we also got Congress back this week and a lot for members to think about, including the confirmation of Loretta Lynch to be Attorney General. President Obama nominated her back in November.
She has now waited longer for confirmation than the last seven attorney generals put together. But it appears the votes are there. A 51st senator has now committed to her, Mark Kirk from Illinois, a Republican. So the votes are there. It's just a question of getting it to the floor and having the vote. And the Senate Republican leader, the leader of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, has said he will not bring the nomination up until they've resolved another completely unrelated issue having to do with human trafficking, and that's being held up because of an abortion rider that the Democrats won't accept. So we really don't know when. Could be tomorrow, could be later this week, could be for some while yet.
Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent, as we start off another, looks like a busy week in politics and in Washington. Ron, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.